initial cooperation began exploration and commercial exploitation of crude oil in Nigeria in 1958. I mean, they had been exploring before then. They had the sole right to every conceivable part of this nation of Nigeria that had crude oil in it. And so by 1958, they began to export crude oil in commercial quantities. When that happened, there was a lot of hope in the local communities about progress and development coming. But since then, to date, what the people have received has been massive environmental degradation, loss of fishing grounds, loss of farmland, pollution by burning of gas that comes out as gas as oil is being extracted from the soil. It's been a massive case of pollution. And accompanying that has been a whole lot of human rights abuses over the years, right from the early 90s, where corporations like Shell have decided to operate behind the military, Nigerian military, and communities have had to bear the brunt of all this.
But those communities have responded to the point where multinational oil giant Shell has been put on trial for crimes against humanity for the execution of Sarawiwa. Could you explain a bit how those communities came to this point?
We can trace it back to community action right from the early 90s when the movement for the survival of Ogoni people began to organize Ogoni people to resist this unbridled degradation of the environment. The communities began by meeting together, examining what was going on, and demanding in a very peaceful, non-violent way for dialogue with the government and with the oil corporations across, you know, about how exploration activities were being carried out, how exploitation was carried out, and how the issues of pollution from oil spills and gas flares were being handled. That, of course, is now history, because by 1993, the Ogoni people asked Shell to leave their land, and they've left and they've not been able to go back to extract oil from Ogoni land since that time. But that came at a very heavy price, because at the time when Shell was expelled from Ogoni land, the Nigerian government, which was then a military dictatorship, was desperate to recover the oil from that land, and a special military task force was set up for against the Ogoni people. And there were series of destruction, of killings, rapes, of displacement of communities, and many Ogoni people went into exile, and some are still living in exile today as a result of the series of incidents that occurred then. And then, of course, there were some major killings of leaders, and then the accusation of Ken Sarawiwa and nine other Ogoni leaders who were eventually sentenced to death by a kangaroo court that did not in any way meet international standards or even national standards. Ken Sarawiwa and eight other leaders were executed by the military government in November 1995. But that was just the more or less the touchstone, the beginning of massive community resistance in the oil fields of Nigeria.
Now, the trial is taking place in New York, which is obviously thousands of kilometers away. How do you see that the trial will translate on the ground in Nigeria, or what does it mean to your people?
Yes, Shell going on trial is very important for the struggle back home in Nigeria. It's very important for the communities, because for years they've been waiting to see Shell brought to book. For years they've been bearing their pains, they've been beaten, they've not been allowed to cry, and now they're seeing this giant transnational going before the court of justice in a land where we hope they will not be justice will have its way. And then the communities are looking forward to Shell being pronounced guilty, and then perhaps they will be able to take it up from there. You know, it has been an emotional struggle for the people. And over the years, the corporations, Shell, the rest of them, Chevron, Mobil, you name it, they've been engaged in a series of manipulation between communities, causing conflict between communities, and of course, causing conflict between communities and other entities. And of late, the communities have come to realize that they should not be fighting one another. So the divide and rule tactic, the age-old divide and rule tactic, has eventually given way to communities looking for how to monitor what is going on in the environment, that they're demanding for environmental restoration, cleaning up, and then development in their land. When you watch the struggle in Nigeria, you find a rise of demand for what the people call resource control. Politicians have defined this in terms of percentages of resources coming to communities. But what communities are actually asking for is to have a say in how things are being done in their own territory. And Shell going to trial for human rights abuses, for the killings and the destruction of Ogoni land, is a metaphor, apart from being a reality, it's a signal to all transnational oil corporations operating in Nigeria and elsewhere that they cannot abuse a people, no matter how far away or remote they are located, and then run back to their corporate headquarters and enjoy their mind-boggling profit without accounting for all the harm they are doing to people elsewhere.
And you mentioned before that there are other oil companies operating in Nigeria. Are we just dealing with Shell as the tip of the iceberg here? I mean, what are the other companies up to?
You know, all the oil corporations have followed the dancing steps of Shell. They have done great harm to the Niger Delta environment. AGIP, which is Italian corporation, Chevron, which is American, Exxon, the same thing, and, of course, Shell. So the message we would like to pass on to them is that for so many years, they have reaped massive profits from the Niger Delta of Nigeria. Now is it time for them to put a fraction of their profits into cleaning up the Niger Delta environment. The people are just asking for an environment in which to make a living. They need clean water. They're not asking for massive water works. They just want their rivers and their creeks and streams to be clean of oil spills. They want to have a clean air to breathe. So Shell and the rest should stop gas flaring in the Niger Delta. They've killed the people silently through pollution for so long. People are not only killed by guns. And so the conflict we're hearing about right now in the Niger Delta is just like a symptom of what has been festering underneath for so long. I believe, and we believe, that the harm done by degradation is even worse than an open conflict.